Moving right along, agenda item number 5, the Army Corps of Engineers. Mr. Badger.
Good morning.
Army Corps of Engineers requests authorization for an additional dredge material placement site along the northern shoreline of Port Isabel, landward of the existing breakwaters, for up to 15,000 cubic yards of dredge material per dredge cycle from the hydraulic maintenance dredging in the two federal project channels leading into Tangier Island. The project will require both a dune beach and a submerged lands permit. Tangier Island, in the upper portion of Chesapeake Bay in the middle. State line is right here. A little closer view of Tangier. The existing channels, the eastern channel is here, federal channel, the basin, and the channel leading out to Chesapeake Bay, or the western channel, is here. Port Isabel, this island right here. Upperts and Tangier, the town itself, is in this general area. The existing permit has three placement sites now, one just below the airport. Two is the upperts. There's a breach here that they try to keep closed if possible. And then there's a small offshore placement site there. The last time the channels were dredged was in May of 2014, and the channel gets dredged approximately every 2 to 3 years. A little closer view, the proposed placement site is in this area right here, and this is Port Isabel, East Channel. Again, a little closer view. They've got 8 breakwaters that have been placed between 2006 and 2012. 2 different permits from the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. And this is a plan view showing the approximate location of the project. It's 1,000 linear feet and approximately 200 feet wide. The reason that this is here is because the actual dredging of a federal channel is authorized by statute or by code. The placement of the dredge material overboard in the proposed site is not exempt and therefore requires a permit from us. This was last dredged or last permitted by the commission in 2012, and that permit expires in 2017. However, it can be extended if requested for another 5 years. And one of the main reasons it's in front of you today is because Accomack County has not yet adopted the Coastal Primary Sand Dune and Beach Ordinance, and as a result, the commission is responsible for administering the provisions of this ordinance in the locality. We did hold a public hearing in Accomack on Friday, January 29th, to accept public comments on the project. No public opposition was received. Again, this is a little closer view in yellow. It's showing the area where the 15,000 cubic yards would go. The majority of material would be coming from East Channel, and the material is composed of mostly fine sands with some layers of clay and silt. Again, the Chesapeake Bay Foundation owns Port Isabel, and they have given permission to the Corps for placement of the material. Cross-section showing that the elevation is being 3 feet above mean low water and sloping down at a 20-to-1 slope towards the breakwaters. Another cross-section. As you can see, there are patches of submerged aquatic vegetation totaling over 7,000 square feet in the footprint of the proposed site. The SAV is mostly widgeon grass. However, eelgrass has historically been documented in this area through VIMS's annual SAV survey. As you can see these little spots all throughout. There are no public or private oyster ground or clam ground leases in the proposed area. VIMS recommends mitigation for the impacts to SAV, but local alternative mitigation strategies with a confidence likelihood of success appears limited based on the current information. They do not consider it appropriate at this time to recommend specific strategies. If compensatory mitigation is deemed necessary as a condition of the permit, they would welcome working with the applicant to develop an approach that is reasonable and has a high likelihood of success. Again, just showing the existing breakwaters and where the material will be going. We have received no opposition to the project to date, and no state agency has expressed any opposition to the project. And our summary and recommendation. The town of Tangier has suggested that to protect the Tangier Island and upwards, the current placement site should be priority for the dredge material, and that the proposed Port Isabel site should be used if material is remaining after the existing sites receive adequate material. The Corps has agreed to this requirement or this request. The northern shoreline of Port Isabel has an eroding rate of approximately 9.5 feet since 1995. The Chesapeake Bay Foundation has installed 8 stone breakwaters along the shoreline since 2006 to control the erosion. As part of VMRC's permit for the breakwaters, mitigation was required for the SAV losses. The mitigation site was landward of the breakwaters within the area proposed for the dredge material placement site. There are approximately 7,033 square feet of SAV in the footprint of the proposed placement site that will be lost. The mitigation for the original breakwaters was in this general area here. Staff believes there is severe erosion along the northern shoreline of Port Isabel, and the dredge material will help stabilize the shoreline and is warranted. Staff also believes, since the area was originally part of the SAV mitigation for the existing breakwaters, any SAV that will be lost from the dredge material placement should be compensated for. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205A and 28.2-1403-10B of the code, staff recommends approval of the project as submitted with the following one condition: an SAV mitigation plan acceptable to both staff and VIMS to compensate for the impacts of SAV at a minimum rate of 1-to-1 shall be prepared and approved prior to issuing of any permit, and all other existing permit conditions would remain intact. I'm here to answer any questions.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Badger. Is the applicant present or represented? Please come forward. Let me swear you in here. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name for the record.
Kristen Shaler.
What would you like to add to this?
At this time, the Corps of Engineers and Chesapeake Bay Foundation have been speaking with them to start working towards that SAV mitigation plan. And we hope to have that. We have a couple of proposals kind of milling around that we're hoping to bring to staff attention and work through negotiations on what we think would be the best strategy.
Do you have a timeline for that?
We're hoping within the next week to 2 weeks.
Very good. Any questions from the commission? Mr. Erskine.
I don't know if this is necessarily for the applicant or maybe Mr. Badger, but you indicated that it was wigeon grass in the area, and that's a transient kind of species. Is that primarily what you're mitigating for, or is it the eelgrass that was patchy in there?
After talking with VIMS, this area was eelgrass habitat in the past, and I believe in the last 3 or 4 reports it's been more eelgrass, even though the Army Corps report, which was done later in the season, shows more wigeon grass in the area now. But, yeah, I think we'd be compensating for eelgrass.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission?
Thank you.
Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak in favor of this project? Mr. Moore. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Chris Moore. I'm the Virginia Senior Scientist with Chesapeake Bay Foundation. This is a project that we've been working with staff and the Corps on for a long time. As we discussed, this is kind of the third tier disposal site. We don't want to take any sand from Tangier or anything like that. If it's economically sensible for the Corps, makes sense for us. As you can tell, this is an area that we've been working very hard to protect out there on Tangier. Believe it or not, there used to be a whole area of trees there just to the southeast of the yellow area there. So it's been a long-term process for us. If this works out for everybody, we're very happy to take the sand and hopefully continue to protect the shoreline there and also protect any habitat that may be disturbed while we're doing this process. Thank you.
Any questions to the commission?
Thank you.
Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this project? Is there anybody who wishes to testify in opposition to this project? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
I'll move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal. Second by Mr. Tankard. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Badger.